Hello, friends, and welcome to the DDP. I'm Paul White. It's the 17th of July. My family and I are in the throes of moving. It is the week that we depart. We will actually roll out of Southern California this weekend and begin our journey east with a change of lifestyle, I guess you could say. Definitely a change of pace. We'll be spending next week in Missouri, where we'll do a couple of meetings and then move on to our new home in Georgia and meet our truck there on the first of the month and get settled in before I'm sure things change even again. I've told you all this stuff before. I say it today just to have you a reminder to say a prayer for us for safe journeys and for last-minute provision. It's been a phenomenal thing. I think God does things like this in our lives just so we can see His affection and love for us sometimes. Just to watch how He's provided in this hour has been awesome. I'll never be able to say thank you enough to the many of you who've responded, some with an enormous amount, some with a little bit, but all of you together have done such an amazing thing in transporting us into the next season of our lives. And that's special to me. And I try to pour my life into yours. Maybe I can make your life a little less terrible. I might even be so bold as to say we could make it a little better. Well, if we are, it's simply because we've presented you with a loving God who makes a difference in your life every single day through the love of Jesus and the finished work of the cross. Those are the things we're concentrating on as we deal with 1 Peter chapter 1. We're working verse by verse, and as I promised, we're going today finish the 12th verse. And then before we head into the 13th verse, we will introduce something else I'll tell you about in a moment, but just for a few days, and we'll break back into this 1 Peter study. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 12, "To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into." Don't let this confuse you. Let's take our time and understand this contextually. Peter is talking about the prophetic voices of the Old Testament who have been speaking of salvation, and he wants to make sure his audience does not view salvation by faith through Jesus Christ as an afterthought or as God's emergency backup plan. You know, oh, you Jewish people, we were supposed to get this right. We didn't, so he sent Jesus to fix it. Peter is not in any way indicating that that's the case. And if you have heard the gospel presented that way, I dare say you've heard it wrong. This letter opens by Peter addressing the dispersion. And the dispersion would be Jews dispersed throughout the Roman Empire. But they're believers. He's talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, who through mercy begot us to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. So we're not talking about a return to Mosaic Judaism, but these are believers in Christ. And Peter now wants to let them know your salvation was not some afterthought, knee-jerk reaction on the part of heaven. In fact, the prophets were talking about grace long before you people knew what grace was. And that is absolutely the case, as we talked about yesterday. And then, as the 11th verse introduces to us, it was actually the Spirit of Christ within these Old Testament prophets that were revealing the things about Jesus. And I said this yesterday, I want to reiterate this today, and then look at that 12th verse, I think, to solidify this. Not every single thing you see coming out of the prophets' mouths or out of their lifestyles in the Old Testament was the Spirit of Christ. Elisha once calls a bunch of bears to eat some kids who've been making fun of him. The bears come in and wreck the boys. Was that Jesus? Well, Jesus was presented with an opportunity to call down fire from heaven like Elijah. Jesus said, "You don't know what spirit you're of. Son of Man didn't come to destroy men's lives, He came to save them." That's an amazing statement. What was Jesus saying? "That's not my spirit, that's a different spirit. That's a spirit of Antichrist that would do such things." So the Spirit of Christ was moving in the prophets, and here's the specifics of it, verse 12. "To those prophets it was revealed that, not to themselves but to us," Greek word there is actually "you," "to you, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who preach the gospel." They realized that sometimes they're not speaking things into their own generation, they're speaking them into future generations. There were definitely moments, and if you need proof of this, just go read the book of Isaiah. You will see Isaiah say one thing directly to Israel. Then you will see Isaiah talk like the 53rd chapter of Isaiah, which is not directly to Israel of his day, but is Jesus on the cross. I think Peter is saying in 1 Peter 1:12, they knew that at times they were not speaking to themselves or to their generation. They knew they were speaking to you. You didn't exist yet. And yet they knew these things were too big. These things were too heady. They were too deep. They were things of the Holy Spirit. And then listen to this phrase. This is poetic, the end of verse 12. Things which angels desire to look into. That's just good poetry for they were so private, hidden, holy, and sacred. Angels peer over the balcony to see what they look like. Isaiah could not have known what he was talking about when he said he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. He's writing it as if it's already happened. And yet, it's the Spirit of Christ speaking through him. These are things angels desire to look into. And they did look into them. In fact, Jesus is surrounded by angels looking into this. The Old Testament, they pop their head up here and there as prophecies of the Christ, the future King. We call him Jesus. But the Christ would take flesh and walk on the earth. And angels desired to look into it. What an incredible statement. And angels desired to look into it. Listen to what Paul says. Now we're reading Peter. But listen to what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. To the intent that now the manifold or multicolored wisdom of God might be known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. There's Paul saying a similar thing. That the wisdom that's in the church, that's in the power of the Holy Spirit within the church, would be known in the realm of the Spirit. I think that's Paul's statement that sounds much like things which angels desire to look into. Now, tomorrow we break away for a couple of days from our 1 Peter verse-by-verse study, and we deal with a Q&A that I want to air for you from Wallaceburg, Ontario, Canada. This was a Q&A that followed the Saturday morning session that was session number 2. I'll intro it a little better tomorrow, and then we'll spend 2 or 3 days there, and we'll come back to the 13th verse of 1 Peter chapter 1. I'll see you then. God bless.